I remember when I first started doing makeup. A lot of the time, I'd be working for other teams and we would do the trial a year or so in advance, right? I'd take a few photos and then I wouldn't really take notes, thinking like I could just remember what I did based on the photos. Well, a year goes by, it's the wedding day, and I have no idea where the photos are. Like, I must have dumped them onto my computer to clear out phone memory, thinking like I'd sort it out later, but never did. So I show up to the bride's house ready to do her makeup, and I'm thinking to myself, I legit have no idea who she is. I don't know what she wanted. I don't know what we did. And in all fairness, at that time, we were knocking out like easily 15 faces a weekend. A couple of times, I actually took a picture of my bride and I sent it to my husband so he could jump on my computer and look through all of my folders for her pictures from the trial. Honestly, it was so embarrassing and not something I would ever let happen again. Now I show up better for my brides. I make sure I remember all those little details, and that's helped me create relationship with my clients and show up so much more confidently. So to help you show up better, I'm giving away 1 year access to the Total Beauty Planner and a brand new Apple iPad to help you write down all of your prized information and to ditch the frustration you feel every time you're digging through your emails or your notes or your photo galleries, trying to figure out what you did at your bride's trial and what feedback she emailed you after. I want you to focus on creating a personalized experience for your client so that you can charge those luxury bridal rates, stop hustling, and take control of your time. To enter, all you have to do is download a free trial of the Total Beauty Planner app, use the app for 3 of your bridal trials, and then head on over to thebridalbeautybusiness.com and fill out the Google form.
The holidays are so fast approaching. I know we say it every year that the year goes by so quickly, but 2022, it was our first bridal season here in Ontario. I don't know if it's the same for where you are, but we have not had a full bridal season since June, like the summer of 2019. So this year was particularly insane and really fast. So I'm appreciating the slow season a little bit right now. And I just wanted to share what I'm up to, what I'm working on in my business on the studio side, what's coming up for the podcast and the bridal beauty business, and also what I'm doing for client gifts this year. And hopefully, I can leave you with some good ideas or inspire you to come up with something even more amazing.
Hey there, you're listening to the Bridal Beauty Business Podcast. This is a show all about the bridal hair and makeup business. Forget competing on price. It's time to niche down and know your worth. This podcast was created for you to help you grow your bridal business so you can get the clients you want, do the work you love, and charge the rates that you deserve.
A lot has happened since we've last checked in. I'm very behind on editing episodes. Like I said, like bridal season, y'all know bridal season can be insane. And the podcast was definitely not hitting my priority list also because I do lash extensions. However, I've now given up my lash client, which is scary because that was a huge chunk of my off-season income, right? Like I had hit my goal. Right before I gave it up and I threw in the towel, I was averaging between 4 and 5,000 from lashes alone a month, which is a lot to walk away from. I also have a lot of debt the last couple of years, but that's a story for another day. I just couldn't do it anymore. I like the artistry of lashing, but physically, my body was not handling it. My sciatic pain was worse than it ever been for almost 2 months there, over 2 months. Well, it's been way more than that now. But for there was a period of 8 weeks where I was just in constant pain, like 8 out of 10. And I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. And I wanted to make the transition out of lashes for a really long time, but it's really hard walking away from that financial security. But lashes was never my end goal. It's not my end goal. My end goal is this podcast. It's the app. It's makeup. I love makeup. I freaking love it. Like, I tell my friends all the time, like, if I won the lottery and I had to choose one thing to do, I would be doing makeup even if I wasn't getting paid, because I freaking love it. I absolutely do. So I'm so excited that the last, 6 weeks, I've been focusing on strictly the podcast, the bridal beauty business, the app, the Total Beauty Planner. And we just had our Black Friday sale, which was insane. I don't think I've worked that hard on a sale ever before. I think that was actually my first time that I had done a promo like that. And the support and the feedback, you guys, like, y'all made my life. It was insane. And chatting with you guys in my DMs and hearing your stories and just knowing that we could all relate to the struggle, like, that was incredible. It was incredible, but also, like, doing a launch like that, doing the Instagrams, the reels, the emails, creating the sales page. Oh my God, I was burnt out afterward. It was a lot. I delivered the first set of bonuses. The second set of bonuses are going to go out definitely by the end of the week. They're just a few little finishing touches I just need to do. And then we'll get started on planning for the masterclasses in January and February. I'm excited to see you guys there. But I just needed a break. So as soon as that sale ended, I think the cart closed on the Saturday because we had extended it by one day. The rest of my week, I slept. I did not want to get out of bed. I did not want to open my curtains. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't miserable. Like, I loved doing it. I'm so excited to do it again. I am excited to show up and record content and create these episodes for you guys. But guys, like, you gotta step away. You can't do like 12-hour, 15-hour days of like writing, living, breathing, not thinking of anything else. So that was definitely a lesson that I had to learn. And when I do it again or for the next project, we're going to set some boundaries and not have such a condensed timeline. If I need to push dates, I will definitely push dates, and we will balance it with some hobbies in between. But now I'm refreshed. And one thing I noticed now that I came back, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have so many emails to do and so many like quotes to get out. And I looked in my inbox and I'm like, where are the inquiries? There is nothing in my inbox right now, guys. This has not happened before. I don't know if it's a holiday season, but I have my critical glasses on and I started scrolling through my Instagram and I realized what I've been posting for the past few months isn't really a true reflection of what I want to do, like the type of work that I want to do. Like, this is on my studio page. And I don't know if it's the case. It could just be holiday season. People aren't really working on wedding planning right now. Maybe after the holidays, they'll be engaged and be excited to like start booking hair and makeup again. But for me, I'm going to not take that approach. I'm going to take it like I'm the problem. My social media presence is the problem. My online presence is the problem. My work is the problem. And I'm going to fix it from there. So even if it's not, everything will just be better later on. So what they say is you post the type of work that you want to do and you post the type of clients that you want to attract. This year was so busy. I didn't stop. I didn't get a chance to take a lot of photos and videos. I was larger bridal parties and I really just wanted to like pack up, do my job, and then leave afterward, right? Get them out on time, make sure I wasn't holding them back. So I feel like my Instagram right now isn't a true reflection of my work and it isn't a true showcase of a lot of the looks that we knocked out this year. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to schedule 2 to 3 dates over the next 2 months because this is a slow season. This is the time to do it. I'm going to go into the Facebook groups and I'm going to put up a posting for a model call that's saying, hey, like if you're open to getting your hair and makeup done for free, you could also charge if you wanted to do this. I know people charge. I just don't care too. I just want to have full control and people to come in and do what I want them to do and how I want them to do it. And I feel like if I don't charge for that, then it's like I'm doing them a favor and it's just easier for me to get the tags and the feedback and the gratitude I need later to really bring this full circle for me. So I put up a posting call. It usually says something like, hey, I'm looking for faces for this date, this time, here are the commitments. And the commitment is usually you come in, you get your hair and makeup done, you take photos, model release, all of that has to be signed. Also, $25 deposit just to make sure you show up on that date. As soon as you arrive, you finish the shoot, you get your $25 back. Just so I'm not sitting around or my stylist is not sitting around and like we have no one to work on because that would suck. So I'm going to pull people that look like the clients that I want to bring in. I want to pull people that will work for the looks that I want to do and the work that I want to showcase. So for me, it's going to be a lot of normal looking people. Like, I do want to do a couple model colored eyes, tan skin, big hair. But then I also want a lot of normal people with like discoloration. And so I can showcase the transformation, because that is what I love to do. I love the transformation. I love turning someone from night to day, but still having it look like them in just a totally different bombshell way. Those are the looks that I want to do. And for the stylist, either I will pay the stylist from my team, or I'm also this year debating working with another studio, just because then we can collaborate. We can collaborate on the reels, we can collaborate on the posts, and then our work is getting to a different audience as well. So not only is our work going to be getting in front of the client's audience, but it's also going to be getting in front of another studio page, which might be a really cool way to network and get more eyes this season. So right now, if you scroll through my Instagram, you'll see I've just gone through a phase where it's just very like bridesmaids basic. Like, it's just, it's nothing special. Like, the work is fine, it's good, it's clean. It's just nothing special. And my vibe, like my happy place, is doing work like my inspo. A lot of my inspo images come from Anjali Artistry, Makeup by Rob. Like, I trained with him and I love his bronze skin and the Rob glow. Jamie Saunders does like the beautiful highlight under the skin. Lauren D'Amelio, and my work does not look like that at all right now. Like, not even close. So if I work with another studio for hair and I'll take care of the makeup, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the model arrive into my space first. She's going to get her picture taken. We're going to take 10 minutes doing really good befores, really good before photos, really good before videos, and I'll probably bookmark some reels in advance that I'll also send to her in advance, just so she has a chance to practice them on her own, kind of know what she's in for as well, right? Because if I'm going out of my way to do this, I'm taking my time. Like, I want to make sure that I'm getting the outcome that I need. So I know doing things on the spot, sometimes people are comfortable with it, some people are not, but if they're able to see it ahead of time, kind of know what to expect going into it, that really helps the end result a lot better. So they'll come in, we'll do all the before stuff, spend 20 minutes on that. I will send them to the hair studio to get their hair done, and then coming back to the studio to get their makeup done. As I'm doing the makeup, I'm not going to record the whole process, but just like little bits and pieces for content later on as well. And then at the end, I am going to take my sweet ass time and do a ton of after photos, after videos, playing with lighting, playing with camera settings. Like, I want to get the best content, the best quality, the best everything that I possibly can. And I really want to take my time to get that so that it's worth doing all of this work later on. When it's time to post, I will tag them in everything so that it's being shared with their audience. I'll be sure to tag the hair team so they can share it with their audience. And that, I think, will help get in a lot of eyes for the next few months, bring in more inquiries, and just put me at peace for next year's bookings. So yeah, that's going to be what I'm working on this week, along with Christmas. Oh my God, this creeped up so fast. I'm recording this episode today. It's December 6th. I'll probably put it up today as well, just so you guys have time to implement some of this stuff if you're going to do that. So after I get this episode up, I'm going to open up an Excel sheet. I'm going to pull my client list. I didn't do this last year. I did client gifts only for my lash clients last year, and it was a lot. I made them all custom resin bookmarks with their name on it. And I think there was like 30 or 40. It was a lot. But this year, I'm just going to pull my list for last 2.5 years of brides. I am going to reach out to every single one of them, let them know, like, hey, I want to send you something in the mail. Can you please confirm your updated mailing address? Because the last thing I want to do is send something in the mail and pay that $2 or $12 for shipping and then have it come back to me. And this year I've gone on the Shein website. I've gotten these little cute jewelry boxes. They cost me less than $5 a box. I'm going to be shipping those. So there are going to be a little bit more expensive to ship, but also my rates have gone up in the last couple of years. So I have the budget to do it. And I really hope that they get excited when they open it. They take a picture of it. They take a video of it. They tag me in it. These boxes, I'm pulling out my Cricut machine, and it's going to have the bride's name custom printed in heat transfer vinyl on it as well. So it's going to be really freaking cute. And then at the front in really small writing,
it's going to have the my Instagram handle. So I'll say at the Bridal Beauty Studio. So that is my plan for client gifts this year. Is it going to go out before Christmas? I don't know. But even if it goes out like sometime at the beginning of January, it's still kind of holidays. It'll still count as a holiday gift. And I know they're going to appreciate it regardless. And then they'll all go out with a handwritten note. And then for onboarding brides next year, I ordered a lot of them. So I am going to do the same thing for brides that book with me next year. And then also a little mini Tumblr. Because there's always that gap, you know, like when a bride emails, you do the inquiry, you book it, she pays her deposit, like thousands of dollars. And then it's like crickets for a few months or until it's closer to the wedding day. And I just want her to know, like, yay, thanks for sending me all this money and I appreciate you. So I think doing that box plus a little Tumblr that's custom with her name on it as well, saying, I look forward to seeing you and slash whatever the wedding date is in a handwritten card, I think it's going to go a really long way. And like, it's going to cost me less than $20 to do. So in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal. And I think it's just a really cute thing to do. Like, I would love to get something like that. I would be surprised by that. And I know it would make me feel good. So I just want to make someone else feel good too. What else am I thinking of doing right now? Because I am crazy. Ugh. The best thing to do is really do things in advance and plan in advance. And come January, come February, I will plan my entire year in advance. But with the changes and me just focusing my attention to this side of the business and giving up lashes, things are kind of happening last minute. I also do want to do a 12 days of Christmas for the studio page, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. I think everything that needs to be done for the next 3 weeks is already a lot, and that might make it very overwhelming because, you know, if I do the 12 days of Christmas, then I'm going to want to make 12 reels. I don't want to do just posts and having to remember to go on every day, choose a winner, post a winner, put the next day's reel. It might be a lot, but I still really want to do it. And there's also the giveaway for next year that I wanted to do in quarter one for the podcast and the Total Beauty Planner, which was giving away an iPad that I have to work on planning too. And I already have the iPad. It's sitting here, guys. It is sitting here. It's just creating the giveaway, creating the context around it. But I think that can wait till January of next year. And we can plan to launch that in like February. If I don't, at least I put it out there and I have you guys to hold me accountable for it. For the 12 days of Christmas, though, this is a couple of the items that I was thinking. One would definitely be a makeup application because I want to do that anyways and I want the pictures and the photos anyways. And it would be dated. It would be like you have to use it between January and April of 2023. Otherwise, it's forfeited, something like that. I have a lash line coming out next year and I have all the packaging and the lashes and the samples here from it. So another day's giveaway. I should probably do that for two separate days. Will be like a set of bridal lashes and a set of like bridesmaid lashes or something like that. I can also include the jewelry box that I already have. I'm already shipping out. That could be another day's giveaway. It's just little things that are easy to do that people will be excited to have. I could also include a set of eyelash extensions, although I probably won't because I don't want to. But I could and I might, but I probably won't. What else? I still have time. I could still team up with some local companies from around here that I already have relationships with and have worked with in the past that might be interested in doing 12 days of Christmas. Like there's a personal training company down the street from here that I've worked with a few times. Exclusive Speed Fitness. And they do EMS training and cryotherapy. And their stuff that they offer is really cool. So I'm sure that they would say yes to team up to give away a session. Because that can potentially turn into more clients for them and it will help them get in front of more eyes as well. So that's someone I would definitely reach out to today if I can. And I can vouch for them because I've had brides who have used them and have had amazing results and are still using them today. I mean, given that it's December 6th today, I just want to make sure whatever I'm doing is simple, easy, and it's not going to be super overwhelming because I would have to figure it out and plan it in the next couple of days. When I figure out exactly how I'm going to do it and what I'm going to do, I will absolutely share it with you in my stories at the Bridal Beauty Business. But for now, I'll leave you with some things that I've done in the past. So I already mentioned that I've done like resin bookmarks. I'm not recommending to go out and learn how to do resin and all of that right now, but they're fairly inexpensive if you do get them made from another vendor.
And they're so pretty. And my client said, like, it was one of the best presents they've ever received. Another thing I've done in the past is ornaments, like Christmas ornaments, to each their own. I thought it was cute, but super cheesy. I probably won't do that one again, but everyone appreciates different things. So that is a possibility. We did really cute unicorn Christmas ornaments. One year I did candles. I bought them in bulk from Yummy. And I just printed our company logo, Red Carpet Glamour, on the candles. And I just loaded a little organza baggie with samples because I had done a lot of work with Vichy and La Roche-Posay. And I had tons of samples. So I just loaded those bags up with the custom printed candle and people really appreciated that. What else? The default always comes back to face masks and lip masks and those collagen under eye pads. Those collagen under eyes pads, are like, I buy them for $250. And they sell like hotcake and people love receiving those. If you retail any products, I would definitely try to get a sample version of that and include that in your holiday gift. So hopefully they could come back and convert into sales, right? Because at the end of the day, we want to make money. Yes, I'm doing this to be thankful. I'd be appreciative of my clients who I absolutely adore. And I just want to do something cute to make their day. But then at the same time, I am also hoping that they're going to share it or talk about it. Or tag me in it or something like that so that I can get more referrals and more clients from it as well, right? All right. I hope this was helpful. I think this is the first episode where I've done like a mini one-on-one conversation with you guys. It's definitely different than the interview style. I'd love to hear what you think. If this is something that you enjoyed listening to, if this is something that you feel like you got some value out of, then I would love to do more of these little mini things and maybe we can go into ideal clients and setting your prices and things like that in little 30-minute sessions. Or if you don't want to hear me speak and you just want the interview style podcast episodes, that's cool too. You all tell me what you want to hear and I will make it happen for you. All right. I will check in with you after Christmas. There will be one more episode dropping before Christmas, which I've almost finished editing. I'm going to record the intro and the outro right after this right now. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing holiday season filled with so many beautiful, magical, warm, fuzzy, glittery, cozy moments. And I will see you in the new year.